Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to feel so loved that they have an overflow of this love to go to other people. And this is what's happened to my guests, Jewish believers, Alyosha and Jody Rabinoff, and Alyosha's world-class concert pianist. But that's not why I like his music. I like his music because I can experience love. And Alyosha, you were talking a bit about when you your mentor Jack Frost taught you about experiences God's love. But one of the major things was when a man, you weren't used to this, a big man would just hug you, and what would he speak to you? What would he say?
He hugged me, and then he would say, "Father, just give him all the love that he missed growing up." And then also he began to bless me. And I realized I've never had Father's blessing. And it was tremendous because I felt that my Heavenly Father blessed me and my earthly Father blessed me as well, because I could feel his heart, I could feel his love, and I was pinned against the bosom of this man. And by the way, not many people know the details, but in the scripture it says, Yeshua said once to Pharisees, he says, "I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going to. But you don't know where I came from, and you don't know where I'm going to." And in John chapter 1, verse 18, it says where he came from. And he came from the bosom of the Father. So when that man gave me that hug, I was pinned against his bosom. For the first time, I experienced the bosom. Interesting that in Hebrew, God, one of God's names is El Shaddai, and Shad in Hebrew means breast. So, but El Shaddai is translated as Almighty. But is it possible that it's translated Almighty because the true might and power comes from the nurture? So I thought it was the most powerful moment of my life, because when it happened, my emotions were released, and I cried for, I don't know, 25 days.
Why did you cry?
I don't even know. I can't explain it. I felt that my emotions were released. I felt God's love. I felt that the most powerful being of the universe, the king of the universe, is my daddy. I mean, how would it make you feel?
Now, you have a very profound statement that I've noted before, and is, you say love is an emotion, not just an action. What do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes we try to separate or section the word love. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but a lot of people teach, well, God loves us because he had made a covenant with us and he is faithful to the covenant, he is faithful to his word. And all that is true. But it's not the only reason why God loves us. He loves us because he has created us. He has given us birth, and he has a passion, a feeling toward us. He feels something to us. The same way I feel, you know, I have love and a feeling toward my children. I have two children, a son and a daughter. And when they hurt, I hurt. When they do well, I rejoice. It's a feeling. And that feeling causes me to be committed to them. That even when they mess up, I will never reject them. And so our Father is the same. He feels something toward us. He feels this passionate, deep love. As a matter of fact, God has a feeling, and you know, that people know as the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and etc. Those are God's emotions. Our Father is very emotional. And I believe that he acts out of that emotion.
I have to believe that when you play the piano now, that the love in you is just poured out from your music, and that's what makes such a difference in the way you play today.
Yeah, it's exactly. And this is why we see so many testimonies of people getting healed.
Jody, tell me a few things that have happened recently.
Well, we were just in China last month, and it was amazing to see how even the Chinese people who, you know, people say they're not emotional. It's so far from the truth. But Alyosha went to the piano, and he began to play, and we just began to sing to the Lord. Every single Chinese person in that room, it was a packed room of these wonderful, precious Chinese people. Every single one of them began to weep just in the presence of our God.
Were they changed in any way?
We were transformed. You could see it. You could watch their faces being transformed. And even afterwards, people would come up. And just, in fact, last week we were in Canada and sharing Alyosha's music there. And one woman came up and she said, "My heart was so hardened, I didn't even realize how hardened it had become until I came into the presence of this love from God." That was incredible.
And so many people are being healed physically and emotionally. But tell me a bit about, Jody, these two CDs we're making available, Fear Not and The Lord is My Healer.
Well, The Lord is My Healer was the first one, and that was actually created for Jack Frost when he was battling cancer. And we created that to minister God's healing, God's love to him. And he actually said a profound statement to us that actually got him through night after night after night. And then this last CD that Alyosha produced, Fear Not, we actually created it because we know the need is so profound to release people from fear. And there's only one way, through the Word and experiencing God's love through, you know, the music and scripture and getting it into the heart. So we did, we produced this last CD with that intention. And while Alyosha was producing it, he came downstairs and he said to me, "Honey, I am experiencing the compassion of God as I'm playing this music." And the Lord just allowed him to experience this measure of love. And it is a frequency. It is an experience. It is an emotion. It is all that in the form of music.
And the fact that it's in Hebrew and English, and it's pure scripture, and it's the love anointing on the music, I don't think you can get anything more powerful. In China, did you see many people either emotionally or physically healed?
Oh, tons. Everywhere we went, there were testimonials, people were healed, people were
Is there one specific one you can think of?
Well, one lady came in totally depressed. There was actually several. One came in depressed. One came in limping, you know, couldn't even walk. And she was evidently paralyzed from a stroke. And she got up and began dancing. The whole roof came off the house when that happened because everybody knew she was paralyzed and couldn't move. And she began dancing.
Listen, in this age that we're living in now with, people are really fearful about the economy, about health, about terrorism. I can't think of anything more exciting than your Fear Not CD in Hebrew and English. And even though the translation is there, but even though people don't understand the Hebrew, it's sort of getting into them through the frequencies of God's Word.
That's right.
Let's hear an excerpt from Fear Not.
חזקו ואימצו, אל תראו ואל תארצו מפניהם, כי אדוני אלוהיך הוא ההולך עמך, לא ירפך ולא יעזבך. ואתם חזקו ואל ירפו ידיכם, כי יש שכר לפעולתכם. האלוהים לא נתן לנו רוח של פחד, אלא רוח של גבורה ואהבה ויישוב הדעת. אדוני בחוכמה יסד ארץ, כונן שמיים בתבונה, בדעתו תהומות נפקעו.
Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. but you. Be strong, and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not.
I don't know about you, but my spirit is just bubbling from this music. There's something about the sound of the Word of God in Hebrew and English, and then the love of God that is released through the music. I mean, I can't think of anything better to have going through your house or through your car or through you. We're making these two very special CDs, Fear Not, Lord is My Healer, available for a donation of $35. This is a Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai veyishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha vichonecha. Yisa Adonai Vayasem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.